little brother, can I talk to you for a minute? I was wondering if you could help me with something. You know how they had that career fair at school last semester? Well, I took the career placement test, and the results said I'm suited to becoming a doctor. I know, it's weird, right? I mean, I've always hated science class, but I mean, now that I've read up on the training and the different specializations, I think I might actually want to go to medical school. The only thing I'm not really sure about is whether I would like the hands-on kind of, you know, examining a patient. So, I was wondering if you could help me out. Maybe you could let me examine you. Just to see if I actually like doing it. I mean, we could make a game out of it. Like, you know, we used to play doctor when we were younger. Remember how mad Mom got when she caught us? Well, I mean, she's still at work for a few more hours, so I don't think we need to worry about getting caught this time. Besides, it's not like we were doing anything wrong. And now that we're older and more mature, there's nothing wrong with me touching your body. I mean, it's no big deal, right? Of course not. So, why don't we get started? I want to make this as realistic as possible, like a real doctor's appointment. So, I'm going to step out in the hallway and you can strip down to your underwear, okay? Well, that's what they wear at the doctor's. Duh. Okay, I'll be right back. Are you ready? Oh, not yet? Okay. How about now? Good, good, good. You should also lay down on the bed. We'll pretend that it's an exam table. All right. I'm going to start by listening to your heart and lungs. Look, I even found Grandpa's old stethoscope. Just breathe normally while I listen to your chest. Oops. It's cold, isn't it? Sorry. I'll breathe on it to warm it up. Let's try that again. Is that better? Good. Now, take a few deep breaths. While your lungs sound clear and you have a very strong heartbeat. Next, I'm going to test your reflexes. I'll go ahead and just tap this spot under your kneecap and it should make your lower leg kick out a little. You ready? Okay, first the left knee, and now the right. Your reflexes should look normal too. Let me think. What else can I do? Oh, right, I can check the glands in your neck. I'm just gonna feel this area on the sides of your throat. Everything feels normal. You are an excellent patient, little brother. There's only one more examination I need to make. I need to check you for hernias. Lift up your hips so I can slide down your underwear. Awesome. Now, I'll just hold your testes and... Oh, what's the matter? You jumped again. Are my hands cold? Oh. Oh, you've never had a girl touch your pulse before? Well, try to relax anyway, little brother. This will just take a second. I'm gonna touch them again. Don't freak out this time, okay? Okay, now cough for me. And cough again? Well, I don't feel any hernias. I think you're... What the... Why is your penis getting hard? What? It feels good when I touch your balls? Really? But I'm your sister. And this is a medical examination? I mean, does this really make you horny? So, is it because it just feels good having my fingers touching your balls? Or do you like... actually find me attractive like you would
a girlfriend or something.
Aw, little brother. It's so nice of you to say that. No guy has ever said anything like that to me before. And I have to admit, I've always thought you were pretty cute, too. I mean, for my little brother and all. And seeing you here with your penis getting hard for me, I mean, it's flattering. I could just kiss you right now. Would that be okay? Oh, you jumped again when I kissed you. Was that your first kiss? Wow. You really are a late bloomer, aren't you? Well, I'm glad I got to be your first. Do you want to try it again? Good, I do too. You like this, don't you? I can feel your balls getting fuller. And it looks like your penis is really hard now. Kiss me again, but this time, open your mouth. I'm gonna use my tongue. It feels so natural to kiss you. I never thought I would like making out with my little brother so much. I know it's wrong, but... it just feels so... so good. I'm sorry, sweetie. Am I holding your balls too tight? You're squirming like crazy. No? Oh, it's your penis? Aw. Have I made my little brother so hard that his little penis is starting to ache? I'm sorry. Why don't you let me kiss it and make it all better? How is that? Does it feel any better now? No? Well, I had better kiss it some more. Doctors are supposed to make their patients feel better, after all. How does it feel when I lick your penis, little brother? Can you imagine how good it would feel if I slipped your sweet penis into my mouth and sucked on it? Would you like that? Do you want to see your penis disappear into your loving sister's mouth? Sure, I'll do it. I gave you your first kiss. And now I want to give you your first blowjob. I love you, little brother. I just want to make you feel so good. I know just how horny you are. I want to be here for you. I want to suck you. Gently. Oh. Wow. So you can feel. And just how much I love you. It feels so good to be here with you. And to feel your penis get harder in my mouth. I want to feel you come for me. Yeah, I'm gonna suck until you ejaculate your semen, and then I'm gonna swallow you, because I love you, and I want to pleasure you, You're such a good boy. And you helped me practice being a doctor. And you told me how pretty I am. And now I'm gonna make you come. I know you want this. I know you want to come for your big sister. I know you want to come for me. Oh, you're right on the edge, aren't you? Are you ready? Are you ready, little brother? Come for me. Come in your sister's mouth. I love you so much. I love you so much. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you enjoy that, little brother? I did too. It makes me so happy to see you like this. You look so sweet, peaceful. You were such a good patient for me. Maybe next time we play doctor, I'll let you examine me. But for now, I just want to kiss you again. I love you, little brother.